joined on the phone. Now, I've always wondered, what's it like to be Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge? Peter, you ever thought about this?
Well, expectant mother.
Yeah, but we reckon she's way too classy to tell, but her lookalike, Katie, is on the phone to tell us all. Good evening, Katie.
Good evening, how are you?
Good. Now, Kate Middleton, Show Queen, is your show. Tell us all about it.
Well, Kate Middleton, Show Queen, is my debut one-woman show, and it's about being single and finding love and where's my prince. But it's also about not expecting second best in life, and if you have a dream, having a shot at it.
So the dream is to meet a prince, I guess?
Well, to meet a prince, one would always like to meet a prince and not just always to kiss a frog. But yes, also, in, you know, career-wise, if you have a dream to be a certain thing or try a certain thing in life, it's deep, and feel the fear and do it anyway and have a go.
Fantastic. Now, do any of the other Middletons get a mention in the show?
Well, Pippa might.
Pippa might?
She's fairly topical.
How about your brother? Because I think he's hot.
it's not a bad shout. you never know with the popularity of the show, if it goes back to the UK, you know, you never know whether he might rock up or something, you know, who knows?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Dating service.
Could you imagine? And so this is all being performed at a Red Benny's.
That's right, yes. I'm starting in La Boheme in Adelaide, at the Adelaide Fringe, and then I come back for Melbourne Comedy Festival. So, yeah, the 19th and 20th at Red Benny's, which is very, very exciting.
That's fantastic. And you can head to redbennys.com for that. But let us know more. I mean, why Kate Middleton? Why the show all about Kate?
Well, I personally think with the state of the UK at the moment, with, you know, global recession and all that sort of thing, Kate is one of the shining lights that's going on in the UK. She's sort of, with now the Olympics is over and the Jubilee is over, her and William are something that the country can actually look to as something going well.
I think you're in dire straits when maybe Kate Middleton's your last beaming light.
But, you know, the monarchy has, you know, sort of been through its sort of bad patches and good patches, as anything does. And I just think it's nice to see the younger generation coming through and, you know, sort of true love there and see between them. And, I think it's a wonderful, it's a rags-to-riches fairy tale in itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we all, you know, shed a tear at the wedding, so I think it certainly could make up for a great show.
And just the fact that they keep giving us bank holidays is fantastic. You know, I'm really hoping there's one for the christening, and then there'll be one for the anniversary.
Great.
This would just be fantastic, you know.
Kate Day, Kate Middleton Day, I love it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, that's great. So, as you mentioned, it's the 19th and 20th of April. Red Benny's, just head to redbennys.com.
That's right.
Lovely to meet you, and all the best with the show.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
Kate Middleton, Show Queen. And moving on right from one icon to another, this is some Marilyn Monroe. This is Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. I thought some throwback to old Marilyn would be the right idea. You're in the Cabaret Room on Joe 94.9.